Chapter 154. Life at Lulu, finding the society at Lulu very pleasant, the young ladies, in particular, being extremely sociable, and, moreover, in love with the famous good cheer of old Marharvai, we acquiesced in an invitation of his to tarry a few days longer. We might then, he said, join a small canoe party which was going to a place a league or two distant. So averse to all exertion are these people, that they really thought the prospect of thus getting rid of a few miles walking would prevail with us, even if there were no other inducement. The people of the hamlet, as we soon discovered, formed a snug little community of cousins, of which our host seemed the head. Marharvai, in truth, was a petty chief who owned the neighboring lands. And as the wealthy, in most cases, rejoice in a numerous kindred, the family footing upon which everybody visited him was, perhaps, ascribable to the fact of his being the lord of the manor. Like Captain Bob, he was, in some things, a gentleman of the old school, a stickler for the customs of a past and pagan age. Nowhere else, except in Tamai, did we find the manners of the natives less vitiated by recent changes. The old-fashioned Tahitian dinner they gave us on the day of our arrival was a fair sample of their general mode of living. Our time passed delightfully. The doctor went his way, and I mine. With a pleasant companion, he was forever strolling inland, ostensibly to collect botanical specimens, while I, for the most part, kept near the sea, sometimes taking the girls on an aquatic excursion in a canoe. Often we went fishing, not dozing over stupid hooks and lines, but leaping right into the water, and chasing our prey over the coral rocks, spear in hand. Spearing fish is glorious sport. The imias, all round the island, catch them in no other way. The smooth shallows between the reef and the shore, and, at low water, the reef itself, being admirably adapted to this mode of capturing them. At almost any time of the day, save ever the sacred hour of noon, you may see the fish hunters pursuing their sport, with loud halloos, brandishing their spears, and splashing through the water in all directions. Sometimes a solitary native is seen, far out upon a lonely shallow, wading slowly along, with eye intent and poised spear. But the best sport of all is going out upon the great reef itself by torchlight. The natives follow this recreation with as much spirit as a gentleman of England does the chase, and take full as much delight in it. The torch is nothing more than a bunch of dry reeds, bound firmly together. The spear, a long, light pole, with an iron head, on one side barbed. I shall never forget the night that old Marharvai and the rest of us, paddling off to the reef, leaped at midnight upon the coral ledges with waving torches and spears. We were more than a mile from the land. The sullen ocean, thundering upon the outside of the rocks, dashed the spray in our faces, almost extinguishing the flambeau. And, far as the eye could reach, the darkness of sky and water was streaked with a long, misty line of foam, marking the course of the coral barrier. The wild fishermen, flourishing their weapons, and yelling like so many demons to scare their prey, sprang from ledge to ledge, and sometimes darted their spears in the very midst of the breakers. But fish spearing was not the only sport we had at Lulu. Eight on the beach was a mighty old coconut tree, the roots of which had been underwashed by the waves, so that the trunk inclined far over its base. From the tuft of the tree a stout cord of bark depended, the end of which swept the water several yards from the shore. This was a Tahitian swing. A native lad seizes hold of the cord, and, after swinging to and fro quite leisurely, all at once sends himself 50 or 60 feet from the water, rushing through the air like a rocket. I doubt whether any of our rope dancers would attempt the feat. For my own part, I had neither head nor heart for it. So, after sending the lad aloft with an additional cord, by way of security, I constructed a large basket of green boughs, in which I and some particular friends of mine used to swing over sea and land by the hour. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.